Hey James, it's Pete from Cardiff. You got some time right now? Perfect. I just had a long talk with a customer for a while, so I couldn't give you a call back right away, but
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, sorry about that. She walked in and she's pretty hostile.
I'm currently dealing with a nut who called me not even I think called me 2 days ago and saying I need money by Friday afternoon, and it's a whole mess.
I love it.
Let's back to some business here. Just where we left off, I asked you about your credit, and these working capital loans I was telling you are based off of revenues. So, what did you guys do as far as gross annual sales last year?
It was like 150, 130, something like that.
130, 150.
Between that, I know it's between 130, 150.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I mean, we can shoot for 25K. If we got you a little less, would that be something that's just not gonna work, or?
Yeah, like I said, that you're, what you would like versus what you can actually,
Yeah,
get
exactly.
up to things, so.
Yeah, we'll get you the longest of largest amount possible, and as far as term length on there, you're looking for something around the 18 month instead of something shorter like 6 or 12.
Yeah, probably around 18.
Okay, perfect. If we came back with something shorter, would that be something you couldn't work through at all, or do you think you could make it work if it was maybe 12 months or 10 months? Yeah, I mean, again, it'll be a different amount of money. It depends, but we'll apply and we'll see what we get. That's basically on the working capital. It's so hard, like the way they do the algorithms and the underwriting, to really predict what you're
And
gonna
to be
get.
honest with you, if I had the priority, I would probably do an equipment loan versus the working capital because, like I said, I have outstanding invoices that would definitely sustain me on the working capital side. But as far as like being able to purchase equipment right away and with the time frame, it would strap me on my working capital. So if I had the preference of the two, as far as ease and longevity and that kind of job, I'd rather do the work or the equipment.
Equipment. Yeah, well, that's the nice thing. They're not you don't have to take both of them. Well, actually, we're gonna apply you for both, pretty much two completely separate applications almost, if you want to think about it like that. And you can do the equipment and then see what you get on the capital, see if it makes sense for you. If you like it, like the terms, then you could take it. If not, then no problem, we just do the equipment. Since pretty much ball's in your court. But the equipment we should be able to get pushed through pretty quickly. It's a lot. There's a lot less complications, a lot less nuance to it. It's basically credit, time and business, and the industry. And again, you're getting a titled vehicle. It's pretty easy. Water restoration equipment. You're gonna pay for that within a year. It'll pay for itself. So we should be good all good in that department. And as far as the working capital, I'm just gonna have you submit the application, the bank statements, and tax return, and we'll see what we get. And we usually get a couple different options, so you can kind of decide between like this amount, that term, that payback, or maybe like longer or shorter term with a different amount, different payback. So we should have some options for you in that department. Pretty sure we got mostly everything covered here, James. Do you have any, last second questions? Have you actually looked into financing with anybody else, like any other lenders?
I went a bank route with a credit union that I'm affiliated with, but I own apartment buildings and stuff too, and they were like, "Well, I know you have equity in them, but it's too much of a risk, because I have a 14 unit." So he's like, "What if all those go vacant? You got to pay the mortgage." I'm like, "Well, what if a meteor hits tomorrow? There's a small chance of all that happening."
Yeah, what happens if your bank gets You know, what happens if the credit union isn't there tomorrow? Like, what happens if the government doesn't bail big banks out? You know, you sit here all day and do what ifs. Like, you know, they have no room to stand and talk, man. 8 years ago, Bank of America was under, Deutsche Bank's gone. Like, they don't even know.
Oh,
So.
exactly. You know, and that's the thing, like, I was at First Source, Federal, or, First Niagara, you know, and they talked all this stuff, and, same thing, you know, it was like, well, you know, it's a risky business because it's remediation, it's got asbestos in it, so, you
Insurance
know,
cover,
you're,
yeah.
I was like, exactly, and I told them, I was like, oh, okay, so, riddle me this, why was it in the news you guys got bought out? So I was like, is that because of your stellar business practices? I was like, because you just got bought out
Yeah.
by another bank. So why are you advising me about business practices when you guys went under, you know?
Dude, I'm telling you, they like to talk down and throw their weight around, but they're just as, I guess, on edge. You know that whole thing with Wells Fargo recently, even. You know they're making up numbers, they're charging people with fake accounts. You know they're a bunch of clowns there, in my opinion. But you know that's why more and more people are coming, you know, to people like us now, because number one, the turnaround's a lot quicker. We're not going to sit here and, you know, wait 30, 40 days for just to say, hey, you've been declined. And also, it's just a better product. Like, you know, like they're not breathing down your back. Where are you spending your money? You know, you're only allowed to spend it on this. Here, it's basically, hey, this is what we're willing to give you. This is what your payment is, and it's same thing as cash almost. So
Yeah, it's annoying. I don't like banks to begin with, just for that reason. Like you said, here I went through a month and a half process with them. I put together a binder that was, you know, 3 inches thick with all the paperwork and all this stuff. And then, you know, I mean, they pretty much told. I talked with the one of the CEOs or the CEO of the bank. He's like, "This is one of the best, you know, business things." You know, I said, "I got my master's in business. I put together a business plan, all this stuff. It was one of the best ones we've seen, you know, thank you, Bob." And they're like, "Yeah, we can't." I was like, what the shit? You know, like, come on, man, you
And
wasted my time for a month.
what else do you have to do? You know, you put together a business plan, you probably had a pretty nice presentation, numbers, all that, and, you know, what
Got
do you have?
3 year project.
Let me tell you this, they care about one thing and one thing only, and that's that credit score, because that's the only thing that they got slapped on the wrist or spanked, however you want to look at it, punched in the face when, you know, the regulations came down, and they basically told them, hey, you're not lending to high-risk people anymore, and the barometer for risk is now credit scores. So basically, you have under 700 or you have under, you know, 750, they're not allowed to lend to you. So it's just a big waste of time. But they won't tell you that, you know.
Yeah, and the other thing is that credit score doesn't mean jack shit. Because, I mean, just because you have a good credit score doesn't mean you have good practices. Because,
Or
like,
it doesn't mean
I
you're
know.
smart enough to, like, you know, start your own business and do all that.
Right, and the thing is, too, like, somebody, please show me the formula for your credit score, how it's measured. Because they could give you generalized things, because if you pay off a credit card, you get penalized. But if you use it, you get penalized. You know, and the credit scores are run by the big banks. So, you know, shit goes on like every 30 days, but try getting it off. Good luck. You know,
Yeah,
and
and they change the way they do it all the time.
there's no formula for it. There's no standard, so,
Recently,
I
it's
mean.
become the ratio now. It used balances you carried, and now it's all, you know, I think in the last, you know, 10, 15 years, I'm just noticing myself that it's a lot of the debt to income ratio or the availability of debt. So, like, say for instance, you have a $1,000 credit card and you use all $1,000, you know, you have no available credit, you look like garbage to them. Now, instead
Okay, that's
of
with me right now.
and instead what actually raise your credit score, instead of paying that one down, actually getting more credit. So it's, you know, right now, if you're using 1,000 out of 1,000, 100%, you're garbage to them. If you got a couple more credit cards and now you're only using 1,000 out of 5 grand worth of available credit, now you're like, wow, this guy only uses 20% of his credit. He's, you know, he doesn't need it that much. It's great. So actually extending your limit, getting more debt, and not, like, it's all about the ratio now. You see what I mean? That makes sense.
Oh yeah, oh, I know. I'm going through it, you know. And then I'm like, okay, well, I don't ever use this card, and now they're charging me $150 a year to use it. But you know, I'll cancel it. Well, that drops your score.
Yeah, you need that the numbers in there. I just I'm trying to get my score up as well, and I'm going out and taking out more credit cards and not even using them. But you have to increase that ratio up to get it to something sizable so that when you do use your credit, you're not using like 50% of it, your available credit, which to me doesn't make sense. It should be a number. It should be, this guy has 5,000 that he owes. Like, no matter, shouldn't be 5,000 out of 20,000 available. It should be he just owes 5,000. Like, but I don't know how they do those and the algorithms and the math behind that, but whatever.
Yeah, the big banks run it, so.
Yeah, they got their hands in a bunch of different aspects of our lives, but it's part of living.
Yep.
What's a good email, James, for me to shoot this over to you?
Info, INFO.
Mm-hmm.
At blueline, BLUELINE, solutions.net, NET.
Perfect. I'll send out what I need to get from you in about 5 minutes. Do you think you can get that back to me maybe over the weekend, Monday? Sound good?
I got a wedding and everything I'm in, so...
Oh, okay. If I don't see anything by Tuesday afternoon, I'll give you a call then, or Wednesday. What sounds better?
Tuesday.
We'll do Tuesday afternoon. All right, sounds good to me. James, do you have any other questions before we part ways here? I know I've been doing a lot of talking.
Nope, all set.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. If you get time, though, and you want to send it over, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, sounds good.
Take care. Have a good weekend. Have a good time at the wedding.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.